You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper on November 8th. In addition to casting their vote in the presidential and other federal and state races, Kinderhook and Stuyvesant residents will also be asked to approve increased town contributions to the Kinderhook Memorial Library operating budget. The library is asking for $11,154 in additional funds from Kinderhook taxpayers and $1,575 from Stuyvesant residents, a 6% increase. If approved, Kinderhook's contribution to the library budget would total $197,000 in 2017. Stuyvesant's support during that same period would be almost $28,000. In an email to the paper, Library Director Anna Lee Giraldo wrote, quote, "The money we are requesting will be used to purchase 6 all-new public computers for our library and to support the general operation of our facility. We've created a new full-time position of teen librarian to help accommodate the growing number of patrons and programs. All of our programs are offered free of charge and are open to the entire public," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Nick Niedzwiadek is reporting at Politico New York. Republican congressional candidate John Faso said Monday, October 31st, the announcement last week that the FBI would examine additional emails related to Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server could discourage Democratic voters, but he was unsure if it would affect other races on the ballot. Quote, "I have to imagine it would discourage some Democrats. How much this filters into a congressional race in the 19th district, I mean, I'm cautious about it," end quote, Faso said on Fred Dicker's radio show. Faso is in a tight race against Democrat Zephyr Teachout in the 19th congressional district, vying for the seat currently held by fellow Republican Chris Gibson. Faso's on the record as saying he believes district voters are smart enough to distinguish between the presidential candidates and others on the ballot. Faso's statements were often made in the wake of controversial statements from GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. Read the full story at Politico New York. Kyle Hughes is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Democrat incumbent Charles Schumer and his GOP challenger Wendy Long held their only scheduled debate in the U.S. Senate race at Union College in Schenectady on Sunday, October 30th. Much of the event focused on the presidential campaign and Schumer's ties to Wall Street. Schumer said he was, quote, "appalled that the FBI reopened an investigation into Democrat Hillary Clinton's emails so close to the general election." Long said Schumer has gotten millions in campaign money from too-big-to-fail Wall Street firms such as Merrill Lynch and Lehman Brothers. Schumer said he opposed the financial industry when its actions hurt the middle class and pointed out the financial sector supports hundreds of thousands of jobs in New York. Schumer called GOP nominee Donald Trump, quote, "appalling and unfit to be president." Long countered that Trump's vulgar comments were no worse than the jokes told by the senator's distant cousin, Amy Schumer. The two also clashed over the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision. In that case, the court found that freedom of speech prohibited the government from restricting independent political expenditures by corporations. The debate was aired live at the same time as the fifth game of the World Series and was viewable only by Time Warner Cable TV paid subscribers in parts of upstate New York and New York City. In the most recent Federal Elections Commission's findings, Long reported a little more than $143,000 on hand and debts totaling $322,000. In July, Schumer reported having raised $27.5 million. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.